To get a video gamer's heart racing and mouth watering, all you have to do is say E3. The E3, or Electronic Entertainment Expo, is where the world's video game companies come together in California to show off their latest games. Today's the Expo's last day. This is a place where you could hear this video demonstration of the latest game for Xbox, a real person interacting with a virtual one. See if you can tell which is which.
I could just try to catch some fish. Draw some pictures in my journal. Maybe I'll do okay this time.
I think that's a good idea.
She, Claire, is real, and he, Milo, is virtual. Ricardo Torres is real. He's editor-in-chief for GameSpot.com, a video games website, and he's on the line with us from the E3 Expo. Tell us about that Microsoft demo that we just heard a bit of, and what's new about it.
It was very cool new technology, but also a little spooky. Basically, the game, or the tech demo, was called Milo and Kate. And Kate is a dog that we didn't actually see, but Milo is a young boy. And the application uses brand new technology that Microsoft debuted at E3. It's currently codenamed Project Natal. And what it is, it's an accessory for your Xbox 360. It's a camera with microphones built into it. And what this camera does is it scans your body, and it kind of makes a map of it, and it tracks you in the game. So in this particular tech demo, the camera scans you and gives your body control of where you're viewing. So if you walk forward, the camera pans forward. If you walk back, it pans back. If you look to your left or your right, the camera does that. And the really almost disturbing bit of it is, because it's tracking you, Milo, who's the young boy in the demo, is aware of you.
Yeah, it's almost like having a virtual friend inside the game.
Yeah, and it was so cool, but it was also mind-blowing because, I mean, I started playing on the Atari 2600, and we were pretty blown away when we saw Pong. So it's kind of crazy to imagine that this happened basically in my gaming lifetime, that we saw such a quantum leap.
Ricardo, beyond the hardware, are there any new trends that you detect there as to what kinds of things people are playing, what the themes or locales are that they're transporting themselves to in these games?
The trends right now really are for accessibility, obviously, because that's what everybody was doing. They wanted to show you how easy and accessible it was to play their game. And the other, I think, key thing is customization. I think a lot of the games that we saw that were newly announced just allow you to do a high amount of customization to really personalize the game character, the gameplay experience. Sony announced a new racing game that allowed just almost total customization. You can create your own racetracks, your own environments, your own cars, your own drivers, you know, and it's very cutesy and engaging. So, you know, I think users they're very open to the experiences that developers want to provide them. But at the same time, I think we're seeing more and more hunger to create your own thing, to create something that is kind of intrinsically you.
Well, Ricardo, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Ricardo Torres, editor-in-chief of GameSpot.com, speaking to us from the E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles.